It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey has offered to pay the speeding ticket of a fan who was jamming out to her new single, Nightmare, before getting the citation. The fan tweeted, "Driving home from Penn State and I got pulled over and given a ticket for the first time ever. And when I was asked by the police officer why I was going 99 and a 70, I was dangerously close to admitting that I was banging out to Halsey's new song, Nightmare." So Halsey responded to that fan and they were like, what's your Venmo? I'll pay your ticket. Drive safely, please.
Wow, that's amazing.
I thought that was really cool. Cardi B has backed out of a Memorial Day concert in Baltimore after sources say she needs to recover from a recent liposuction and breast augmentation. Her doctors advised her to take time for the swelling to go down and to recover. I guess she's had some pretty bad complications. Her team released a statement saying Cardi says she's very disappointed and hates to let her fans down, but she wants to reassure them that she'll see them in September. Actress Rebecca Gayhart, who you might remember from the movie Jawbreaker and Scream 2, revealed that she was suicidal after she killed a 9-year-old boy in a car accident in 2001. She said, "I had a very terrible accident happen. A 9-year-old child died. And you know, everything changed from that. And I still have trouble talking about it." She paid for the little boy's funeral and settled a wrongful death suit filed by his parents in 2002. And she added that she spent about a year after the accident trying to kill herself by doing every self-destructive thing that she could do.
Oh, God, that's just so terrible on both ends, but just to keep on beating yourself up.
Yep. At the beginning of the week, Aaron Carter said that while he and Michael Jackson had a great relationship, that Jackson was inappropriate with him one time, but now he seems to be backtracking on his claim. He tweeted, "My reasoning for even speaking on the subject is to tell my truth, be real, and to also have his back based on my experiences with Michael. He was an amazing guy, and I stand by that, so I ask you not to turn this into something it wasn't. In my opinion, it was a little inappropriate. What's the problem with that? I'm not trying to achieve anything except telling my story to validate he didn't do anything sexual. Are you this stupid? Honestly?" And then he says, "As I've said, my story validates my opinion that Michael didn't do anything sexual." Literally two sentences up, he says he was a little inappropriate. I don't understand this guy. He's just on drugs. Like, that's all there is. Like, there is, I don't know any other way to explain how this guy is like, he did, he didn't every other day. None of this makes sense. It's not even coherent. So I think the moral of the story is just whatever. I don't think we believe anything Aaron Carter says because he just isn't consistent with any of his stories. And Roseanne Barr admitted that she is still active on Twitter, but you'd be surprised how.
No, I have a lot of, troll accounts. So I say what I want under anonymous name. And I say the stuff I want to say. I think everybody's got troll backup accounts, really, if you want to say anything.
It was a good one, too. Like, I think I found it. It was like, not Roseanne Barr.
No.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.